Back here on Sports Talk on the Big 870, Mike Dettelia along with Cullen Steele. We're joined by Steve Geller. It's our triple option feature. Steve, before I throw it to you, your boys, they going to make it happen tonight and extend this to game six? Maybe they got their one in and they got their quota.
If those two fans that were in the stands trying to get the ball out of that the glove of Mookie Betts was still there, maybe the Yanks would have enough magic tonight. But I'm hopeful, but not getting my hopes up too high, I'll say, Mike.
Man,
they do have Cole on the mound at least tonight.
Yes. Now, one thing, man. The Dodgers got bats, dude. Man, can they hit the ball?
Oh, man. Just walk Freddie Freeman already, please.
Yeah, don't pitch to him. I know you texted me that last night. Why are they pitching to him?
And you know what? Ohtani right now, I know he's dealing with that shoulder issue. It definitely doesn't look like the same dude right now. So,
no, it doesn't.
Hopefully that maintains the course, because the last thing the Yanks need right now is Ohtani to start heating up.
And, man, we got to give props. And I'll do this as my triple option. Man, how about University of Louisiana, the Raging Cajuns?
Yes, indeed.
Last night with a big win. Man, you think about it. Before the season started, they weren't the team that most people thought would be the favorite. And, you know, it didn't look that way. And it looks as maybe another rebuild, so to speak, for Coach Dez. And then last night to come up with a 23-17 win over Texas State. Texas State was the team. Virtually everybody had picked to be the conference winner. And, man, Wooldridge, Charlie has the tape of it. When we kind of all split up for Manning after the Manning speak, he was the first guy next to me. And so that was the interview. And he made the comment, I think this is the year we get to double digits, 10 wins. And, man, he made a big third down play last night to kind of seal the deal, get the first down, and they could run out the clock. So congratulations to the Raging Cajuns, 23-17 victory over Texas State. And the only loss on the record? Tulane.
Yes, sir. For me, Mike, I wanted to talk about this yesterday, but we had triple option. Not triple option, sorry. The pick six segment. Sorry. I was saying beat the odds. I'm like, no, that's not the name of it. Anyway, with Anthony Richardson and the whole fiasco with him and the Indianapolis Colts, we know we kind of tapped out last game because he was tired. I can't believe that. I've never seen that in my life. Today, Coach Shane Steichen has benched quarterback Anthony Richardson for Joe Flacco because he believes, quote, it gives them the best chance to win right now. Indianapolis 4-4. Richardson, you know, you see with these young quarterbacks, some of them don't work out. For the most part, they don't work out. The number four pick in last year's draft, he's just got a 44.4 completion rate this season. It's the fifth worst in a player's first six games since 2000, according to ESPN research. Now, Flacco, the 39-year-old, replacing Richardson when he was injured earlier this year. He passed for 716 yards, seven touchdowns and interceptions, and part of a three-game stint when the Colts went 2-1. Richardson arrived in Indianapolis tied with Mitchell Trubisky for the fewest college starts of any quarterback drafted in the first round, 13. So that's your own fault, Coach, right there, for taking him so high. Meanwhile, their head coach reiterated the decision to tap out last game was not part of the reason for him to get benched with this.
Come on,
it's just unbelievable to hear that the 22-year-old quarterback was tired after he had just scrambled the previous two plays. I don't know what to say there. I think it's pretty evident, though, the Colts know that he's not that dude.
Well, my thing is, even if drafted him there and you fell in love with his arm talent and his athletic skills, man, he came to Manning. Other than Jamarcus Russell, I've never seen a guy throw a football like what he could. Now, he wasn't accurate, but
right, you
man.
Fall in love with that arm, though, like you said.
Good gracious, can he throw the football? And athletically, he's sort of built the way you want a quarterback to build, and he can move around. He's got great speed also out in the flat. It's just that he's not accurate. And so even if you fell in love with him, you needed a bridge guy until he was ready. And they just kind of shoved him in there. Guess what? He gets hurt. And the way he plays, he's going to consistently get hurt. Because you know what? After the first read, his feeling is almost like when he was playing for the Gators. I'm going to just take off running.
Right.
Man, you're going to get hurt in this league doing that.
Maybe he has a chance at a Taysom 2.0 roll down the line, but a QB, I don't think.
I'm talking Pels, but the bit on that, Steve, Steichen said earlier, he was asked, is it the plan for Anthony Richardson to start for this Colts franchise again? And he said, I quote, "I can't predict the future. That'd be great. We'll see."
That's
a great vote of confidence.
But here's the deal. Now, he isn't as boisterous, but Jimmy Irsay is the one who wanted Anthony Richardson.
Yeah, good. He pays the bills. So.
And he signs the checks. And so just remember, a lot of people, I would tell the owner this. Tell me that you say that at your business place, that you're telling off the owner and I'm going to do this and I'm going to do that. No, when that multi-billionaire owner says this is what's going to happen, guess what?
Sir.
That's what's going to happen.
So I'm keeping it with the Pels again. This is from Ali Cassell, frequent guest of the show and on the station here. A couple days ago, he tweeted out that the Pelicans' win-loss record last season based on number of threes attempted. So 29 or fewer threes, they were 10-16. 30 through 37 attempts total, they were 26-13, a lot better. And then 38 or more threes attempted, 13-4. They're three games so far this year, fourth counting last night. 37 threes in game one attempted. 32 in game two, 29 in game three, and a paltry 22 last night. Come on, guys. Like, you know you've got to hit. We talked all year long, Willie, you got to hit 40. If you can't, try to hit 35, try to hit 30. 22 is inexcusable.
No, we talk about it all the time, too. It's a three-point league, so you got to be making those. And, man, the Pellies, it's kind of like the Saints right now. They started out hot in the last two games. They've been...
It's not been
and
good.
And the injuries are taking a toll. Now, it's unbelievable.
Now really taking a toll. Let me answer this text from 3161. Any reason why LSU does not try to run the ball with Nussmeier under center? LSU, man, they do everything out of the gun. Even when they get to the one-yard line, sometimes they've run it that way. Now, I do see the deal where Nussmeier is getting under center as they get closer. So they've worked on that. Brian Kelly's talked about, we've done this in practice. We've run the football out of the shotgun. And with Nussmeier under center, man, we haven't seen it. My thing is, you got to run the ball better. If not, they're going to know how to play, and you might have not everybody's got A&M's defense, though. A&M's defense was pretty doggone good. And so we'll see what happens because if they don't play to run better defensively, I know what Jalen Milroe is going to do. It could be a long night if they don't stop Jalen.
In the fast-paced world of attacking, speed is everything. And that's where the Furon 7 Plus shines. Engineered for accuracy and precision at a rapid pace, it's your secret weapon on the pitch. Experience overall comfort and precise striking, even in the game's fastest moments. The nylon outsole, with its V-shaped stud configuration, is designed for firm ground, giving you the grip you need to outmaneuver your opponents. Step up your attacking game and learn more and purchase the Furon at NewBalance.com.